Hi, you are with me, Yuri Kristanto, in Jawara Bahasa Blog. Introduction. 10 reasons of why to learn Bahasa Indonesia is very easy. First, it uses Latin alphabets A to Z that is very system used in English, including the writing marks such as quote marks, comment marks, or question marks, and also the number system. Second, you may read and speak the text as it is written. There is not an exception for this rule or any special characters or any special reading technique. Third, you can find many familiar words in Bahasa which are adapted from English and many other languages. For example, toilet, toilet, security, security, adopsi, adaption, national, national, linguistic, linguistic. Fourth, no gender in words. You can use any articles to any words, so that's with adjective and etc. Fifth, no to be. You will never worry about it. Sixth, no problem with single or plural because most of times you can use the basic form of a noun to express both singular and plural things. Seventh, very little possibility for you to mispronounce a word in Bahasa. Indonesians are very flexible in pronouncing the word with any dialect, and I assure you that we will still understand you even when you mispronounce some vowels, especially O, which can be pronounced as O, like in terrific, or A, like in exit. 8. Consistency in the change of verbs. Many times the verbs can be used in all time with basic form in an informal context. For example, saya baca buku. I read a book. Dia baca buku. She reads a book. Nint. There are no levels of language. Means it is just the same with English. To whomever and wherever you speak, you may speak just in the same way. 10th. There are no tenses. Do not worry about the time orientations because they'll never appear in any structure. You can simply say the past things as if you say in the present. Three things you may anticipate in learning Bahasa. First, there will be a little bit variations of prefixes and suffixes in the verb formation. But don't worry because you will be very easily follow and practice it in this block. Although most of the clauses constructions are very simple, but to construct a more complex sentences, you might use conjunctions with some variations. We will discover it also in this block. Third, you might also need to know a little bit about famous items or special expression to be able to communicate in Bahasa in the real sense. Thank you for listening. I'm Judy Kristanto. See you next time.